Opposites do attract, even inside our brains. Hold on to that thought as you consider the two types of thinking humans can do. This tile elevates creativity as the most rigorous form of thinking you can incite in your students. Using the wave pattern to explain the creative thinking process is brilliant. Help your students ride the wave to internalize these beliefs. I am a thinker. Thinking is hard. I'm good at thinking. Thinking takes practice. And of course, thinking is fun. Finally, the cliche, there is a time and place for everything, comes to mind when you're asked to conceptualize Vygotsky's zone of proximal development alongside Bloom's taxonomy levels. Now let's move to the last two tiles, where you will be introduced to a framework to help you integrate creativity into all teaching and learning.